Rising electricity prices are fueling concerns that it's too easy for former PSC members to return as utility lobbyists or lawyers and argue their company's cases before the commission. Nino Amato of the Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group says some PSC commissioners or top staff members who have made the jump are not doing anything illegal, but Amato says there should be a one-year waiting period between stepping down from the PSC and coming back before it.
The question is, this is a watchdog consumer agency, and you have to put up the kind of ethical standards within an agency like that, especially when you're moving into a $10 billion building phase, and we don't want it to ever be questioned. So I would think the commissioners would embrace this. I would think Democrats and Republicans would embrace this. In essence, this is not uncommon in the private sector either. This, in essence, would be a non-compete clause.
Amato says examples of people in the revolving door include former PSC Commissioner Ave B., who now works for a large law firm that represents We Energies on rate hike cases. But We Energies spokesperson Margaret Stanfield says her company does not unfairly benefit from links to past commissioners.
We abide by all of the existing ethics regulations. We'll continue to abide by the ethics regulations. And also, we should clarify that while Ave B. works for Quarles and Brady, she does not do casework for We Energies.
A revolving door bill introduced last week is less restrictive than a version that failed last year, but the new measure is still trying to attract Republican support. The legislation is part of a ratepayer bill of rights that the Industrial Energy Group will unveil at a conference on Wednesday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.